Chairman, I would insist. Oh, you need Kathy. I think just the two would be fine. I don't think anybody else needs to go beside the two. I would be only the two. They have the experience. We need to bring forward the good things we've done on the Brand campus in the last year. You can list the money we spent, the things we're planning, what are in the works in the next 90 to 100 days during the next year, the funds we're going to spend over there, what we spent. Bring it to the attention and show them what we've done in Bryan. Bryan, we put a lot of money in Bryan. We're putting that health center. Nobody mentioned one word about that. Y'all talked about a lot of things that didn't make sense, and sometimes you make people angry by not having the facts. When you had Schubert go, you should have given him the facts. He can't fight a war without having the facts, and that was somebody's responsibility. Don't send him up there and say, do this, do that. Give him information. Well, I don't know who planned this, but it was wrong. This is my responsibility to see you do it. For 20 years, I didn't argue like I should have. And that's one of the things I made it myself every day, because you can't let people who don't have the background, don't have the experience making decisions around here. And I've seen it happen year after year. We've done a lot of things here, and we're suffering for it today. But we need to survive here. Blinn is too important to let it be taken over by some hack act legislative person who wants to become a big politician, in my opinion. But I think he'll work with you if you can give him the information. You've got to give him information, that facts that make them stand up and take notice, that the rest of that committee can look at. That lady from Denton, whatever her name is, Kraut, she understands it. And what I've mentioned to you several times in meetings before, in the next 4 to 5 years, things are going to be changed, because this can't go over in a state where a small town operates a big campus someplace else and continues to say, we're going to run it the way we've done for many, many years. It's got to change. I remember in 1996, when we came for our accreditation. They spoke to the board at that time. They had the whole board together, and they told us, Bryan one day is going to be bigger than Brenham, and you're going to have the tail wagging the dog, and y'all better get rid of it. Get ready for it. That was in 1996, and the board never followed this, because it was going to happen, and we were proud of it. We were the outstanding star in the state of Texas. Nobody looked at anybody else in community colleges like Brenham, because we had A&M University behind us feeding us. You're like a good dog. You're being fed good. You grow big. And we didn't take advantage to really follow up and do the things we could do to make us stable and grow with them, and to show them we were not taking all the good things and just giving them bones. It's time now to step up and prove to the legislature and to yourself that this is Lynn College. We're proven. And we can do it.